This is a retirement thought from a fella named Bob. Dear friends, it is important for men to remember that as women grow older, it becomes harder for them to maintain the same quality of housekeeping as they did when they were younger. When men notice this, we should try not to yell. Let me relate how I handle the situation. When I got laid off from my consulting job and took early retirement, it became necessary for my wife Nancy to get a full-time job, both for extra income and for the health benefits that we need. It was shortly after that I noticed she was beginning to show her age. I usually get home from fishing or golf about the same time she gets home from work. Although she knows how hungry I am, she almost always says that she has to rest for half an hour or so before she starts supper. I try not to nag her. Instead, I tell her to take her time and just wake me when she finally does get supper on the table. She used to do the dishes as soon as we finished eating. It is now not unusual for the dishes to sit on the table for several hours after supper. I do what I can by reminding her several times each evening that they aren't cleaning themselves. I know she appreciates this, as it does seem to help her get them done before she goes to bed. Now that she is older, she seems to get tired so much more quickly. Our washer and dryer are in the basement. Sometimes she says she just can't make another trip down those steps. I don't make a big issue of this. As long as she finishes up the laundry the next evening, I'm willing to overlook it. Not only that, but unless I need something ironed to wear to the club or to Wednesday or Saturday's poker game or to Tuesday's ball game or Thursday's bowling, I will tell her just wait until the next evening to do the ironing. This gives her a little more time to do some of those odds and ends things like shampooing the dog, vacuuming, dusting. Also, if I have a really good day of fishing, this allows her to gut and scale the fish at a more leisurely pace. She is starting, however, to complain a little. For example, she will say that it is difficult for her to find time to pay the monthly bills during her lunch hour. Now, in spite of this complaining, I continue to try to offer encouragement. I tell her, stretch it out over 2 or even 3 days. This way, she won't have to rush so much. I also remind her that missing lunch completely now and then wouldn't hurt her any, if you know what I mean. When doing simple jobs, she seems to think she needs more rest periods. She had to take a break the other day when she was only half finished mowing the yard. I try not to embarrass her when she needs these little rest breaks. I tell her to fix herself a nice big cold glass of freshly squeezed lemonade and just sit for a while. I tell her as long as she's making one for herself, she might as well make one for me and take her break by the hammock and so she can talk with me until I fall asleep. I know that I probably look like a saint in the way I support her on a daily basis. I'm not saying that the ability to show this much consideration is easy. Some men will find it very difficult. Others will find it impossible. No one knows better than I do how frustrating women can get as they get older. However, guys, even if you just yell a little less often because of my letter, I will consider it a worthwhile letter. Fraternally yours, Bob. Now, there's a little footnote here. It says, Bob's funeral was on June 25th. Nancy was acquitted the following Monday. So this is just an email letter, just to help you out a little bit, guys, you know, when you feel that your wife's doing a lot of things for you.